Bringing it home with Sarah and Tennille. Sarah, welcome to April, dear.
Yay.
Welcome to April. Keith Urban is talking about all this wasted time. What is this song about?
Well, he's talking about how some wasted time can end up being the best times you ever have.
Oh, think back to all the wasted times, and those ended up being some of the most fun times.
Yeah, and you know, spring is upon us, and you know, it's great to have days you can just get out and do whatever you want to do.
I know, this is April Fool's Day, but I've got to give a very special shout out.
Please.
Today is my great niece's birthday.
Oh.
My beautiful Audrey Rose is 2 years old today.
Wow, that happened quick.
It did happen quick, and I always say she's nobody's April Fool.
That's right. Well, happy birthday, sweet girl.
I know, growing up so fast, but I got a question.
Ask away.
What food in your house do you tend to have to throw away because it goes bad and you guys don't finish it?
Automatically, the first thing that comes to my mind is milk.
Milk?
Yeah. What about y'all?
I can agree with milk. And ours is very specifically milk because we don't drink it. You guys drink milk.
I do. The other three people in my house don't.
All right. Well, we don't drink milk. So when I buy it, it's like either we're craving cereal or I'm making a recipe.
Yeah.
And it sits there.
And honestly, I'm going to be real transparent.
Go for it, girl.
Okay. No judgment, please, listeners. But I also find that we throw away fresh produce a lot. Like, I have really good intentions of, hey, we're going to eat good and we're going to make this and that and take it. And then a week or two later, there's that bag of salad that's like completely brown and juicy. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'm kind of guilty about the salad bag and bread. We don't always finish a loaf of bread either because you run out of sandwich meat.
Right. Or you get tired of eating sandwiches. Yeah. I know. Okay.
Yeah. So why are we even talking about this?
Okay. Well, food waste is not as great as the song about wasted time.
Okay.
But actually, today, April 1st, kicks off Food Waste Prevention Week. It's a national campaign that runs April 1st through the 7th of this year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really promoting or encouraging people not to waste food.
And it sounds so simplified when you say, okay, don't waste food, eat the rest of the bread.
Right.
But it's bigger than that.
It is. There's several reasons why this is important, okay? Mm-hmm. And I want to share those. And then I really think it would be helpful for us to share some tips with our listeners about ways that they can help prevent food waste in their own home.
Because it kind of takes everybody working together in order to make an impact.
It's really crazy. The number one trash item in our landfills is actually food.
Ugh.
I know. I didn't know that till I started working on this project.
Yeah.
But one great reason to reduce food waste is it saves money. Everybody listening knows how expensive food is right now.
You know, and we were just talking about throwing away milk and bread and salad mix, and those things cost so much money.
They do.
And every time we throw away food, we're throwing away money.
And it really makes me like angry at myself when I throw food away. Like, I don't like the feeling.
I get mad at everybody in my house because I have to throw it away.
Drink the milk.
You didn't eat these leftovers, and I'm having to toss them.
Right, right. So, I know you like statistics, so I've got one for you. Every year, Americans lose more than, listen to this, $218 billion on wasted food.
Mm.
That is all of us as a whole.
Yeah.
That is a lot of money.
It is.
And actually, I know that we don't live in Florida, but I found this other statistic.
You found a Florida statistic?
I know. Maybe the beach is calling.
I hope someone's listening in Florida. Okay, go ahead.
But the average family of four throws out around $1,600 worth of food annually. I can do a lot with $1,600.
You could do so much more with that.
So that's a number one reason why we want to promote the idea of reducing food waste, to save you money, guys.
Yeah, do something else with that $1,600. All you Floridians that are listening. Yes. Yes.
I'd hate to see what the statistic for Tennessee is. I'm going to assume it's about the same.
Probably.
Reducing food waste can actually help reduce hunger in our own communities. Okay. So let me connect this dot for you. Mm-hmm. All right. In the U.S., approximately 40% of all food that is grown and produced is never eaten. 40%.
So we're talking about food that is growing and then it's produced in whatever way that is.
Right.
It turns into something.
Yes.
Whether it's fresh or it turns into a canned good right. or it's used in something else. And what happens to
it? It's never consumed. So where the connect that we need to make is, there's a lot, obviously, a lot of food wasted that could go to people that don't have good access to healthy food, okay?
Right.
1 in 5 people in our country lack consistent access to nutritious food.
Yeah, and that food that's going to waste
yes.
could be benefiting these people that don't have the consistent access.
Yes.
Yes.
So we need to help make that connection to, instead of tossing it, can we get it in the hands of people that need it?
Mm-hmm.
And finally, this is kind of, I didn't realize this either until I became more familiar with this, but it helps protect the environment. We
yes.
talked about food waste in mm-hmm. our landfills, right? It's the number one thing in landfills. Well, as food is wasted and it goes into the landfill, we know that people compost, all that. It's
yeah.
a great job. But this amount of stuff actually emits some greenhouse gases and things.
Methane.
Yeah.
Methane is given off by food that's rotting.
And I didn't know that.
I did.
You
that's
did?
Yes. And that is like bad.
Yeah.
It gives off some more stuff, but I happen to know about methane.
Okay. Well, this was news to me. So mm-hmm. by preventing food waste and eating things and sharing it with others, we
yeah.
can prevent the effect it has on our environment. So I think that's three really good reasons to jump on the bandwagon
right.
of Food Waste Prevention Week.
Right.
So what can we do, Tennille? I mean, okay, let's think about what, it starts at home, right? As do most things.
Well, yeah, most things start at home, but I've already brought up one thing that
yes.
could happen in my house, and that's taking care of our leftovers a little bit better.
Yes.
Because we have been known to cook something, have our dinner, and there's just a little bit left.
Yeah.
Not enough for to feed all of us again.
Right.
And we just kind of let it go.
Right.
And that's food that could be used for a lunch the next day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something. And we just leave it out and then we toss it.
Yeah. No, I think that we need to get into the idea of planned overs, not leftovers.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a lot of friends, and I know you had a point where you were doing some really good meal planning.
I used to be really good at
yes.
it.
Yes. And I used to admire that. Like, I want to be like Tennille. But I have some friends that are actively doing it, and they share on like social media, like their weekly meal plans.
Oh,
and
I never did that.
Well, some of them are very inspiring, and they will have listed like leftovers, like they will list out or what they're going to do with that extra chicken on the next meal.
Yeah.
So they're planning, they're planned overs, not leftovers. Cause you're right. If I challenge all of our listeners to go home and open their refrigerator and clean it out, everybody's going to be throwing away some leftovers.
Right. Yeah. So I think that's where it needs to start at my
house.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
And you can do a couple of things with it. I mentioned we could have it for lunch the next day.
Yes.
We can also freeze it. If you don't want it again tomorrow, let's freeze it and we can have it again, you know, in a couple of weeks or whenever
right.
we get ready for it again.
Right.
Yeah.
No, that's a great, great point. Mm-hmm. I think it's also important that we kind of audit what we're throwing away when we do clean out our refrigerator, because those may be items that we don't need, that we
stop
think
buying
we need.
It.
Yes. That may influence your grocery list,
yeah.
you know. And I know sometimes you're trying a new recipe and it calls for some random thing.
Mm-hmm.
I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm consistently buying stuff and I see that I'm consistently throwing it away,
yeah.
that may be something I mean, my family's not going to eat, so I don't need to spend my money on that.
Mm.
So kind of audit what you're throwing away.
Right. Yeah. And we could cook smaller portions, too. If you
True.
Know your family doesn't like leftovers, which traditionally my husband does not like leftovers.
Yeah.
So I need to probably cut some recipes in half so that I won't have, you know, food to throw away.
No, that's a great point,
mm-hmm.
you know. And like, you know, you're cooking mainly for two, sometimes three,
yeah. mm-hmm.
you know, so that looks different than when you had both kids at home. And, you know, we kind of get stuck in the way that we have cooked and our life changes, you know. So for sure. I also think another thing we can do at home is to keep those kitchen essentials, like those things in our pantry that you can use all the time that have a longer shelf life, you know, like rice and pasta and some spices, you know, sauces that you can throw meals together real quick. And that you don't necessarily have to go to the store all the time. Or if you've got some planned overs, you can add a little new life to them. Yeah. Change the flavor profile a little bit. Mm-hmm. But it's good to have a pantry that has some basics in them.
Oh, yeah. And that way, when you do go to the store and when you're planning meals, you don't have to buy everything you need for that meal because you've got some of it on hand. Mm-hmm. So that means you're going to be spending less on those weekly shopping trips.
That's right.
And so, you know, another suggestion, if people cook casseroles and things like that often, keep some of those cream of soups, you know, in the pantry, and, you know, some of those baking mixes if you use those types of things, you know, staples when you find them on sale, grab those.
Yeah, that's a great tip. So that's an easy thing we can all do at home is maybe pick up an extra can, an extra this, you know. And I'm not saying you gotta plan for the month, but you do just plan out a few meals that week, you know, for sure. And then too, you know, if you need to, if you've got some fresh, I mean, some fresh, fruits and vegetables that are probably going to go bad soon and you don't have a plan to use them, chop those babies up and throw them in the freezer. That's great to fill in for stir fries, casseroles, salads, breakfast items, smoothies, you know, don't let them go to waste.
Honestly say that's not something that we don't have to throw away fresh fruit. I mean,
that's great.
It's going to get eaten. Yeah. So we don't throw away fresh fruit. I don't buy like tons of it.
Yeah.
I buy smaller amounts and we don't toss any.
That's an example of things to do right there. Mm-hmm. Buy the right amount of what you know, you're going to eat. So those are some tips at home. Mm-hmm. Let's think about when we actually are at the grocery store.
Oh my gosh. Well, I mean, my strategy that helps me not pick up extra things, I do the pre-orders. I order groceries online and pick them up. And, you know, I really recommend that for people that may have smaller children or may not, you know, want to unload everybody and take them in. But then you've also got people asking for things and you tend to spend more money and buy extra items. I don't have people asking for things, but I think that's one thing that people could do to control what they're getting.
Or even people on limited budgets, you know, or mobility issues, whatever, like grocery pickup is a great option.
Yeah, it is. It is.
And this kind of merges what you can do at home and at the grocery store, but we talked about planning meals, but prepare a list. And when you go to the store, stick to that list.
Yeah. And that works alongside, like I was saying, the online orders. You know, as you do the meal list, you can go in and click on the items that you need, and you can also check out what you already have.
Yeah.
So, you know, you don't have to add all of the things. So
exactly. Mm-hmm. It may take a little time up front, but it's going to be worth it in the long run. Save you time and money at the store.
Right.
Be real about your week, you know, at the grocery
store. What do you mean?
Like, if I'm not going to be at home to cook dinner 3 of the 7 nights, then I don't need to buy a whole bunch of food that could potentially go bad, you know?
Yeah.
I don't need to stock up on a bunch of meat that I'm not going to eat that week unless I plan to freeze it.
Yeah.
You know, don't let it slip up on you for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And don't shop hungry. We have all been there and done that.
Oh, my goodness.
Everything looks good.
Yes. You're going to buy twice as much because you're hungry. And, you know, they recommend that you pay for your groceries and other purchases in cash.
Okay.
Because, you know, we guard our cash a little bit more. It's easy to just swipe a card or tap a card, whatever you're doing these days. But when you're having to give them your cash, that just hurts a little bit.
You're right.
I don't know. I feel that.
No, and a lot of people that do budgeting, well, that's a strategy that they teach.
Yeah.
Paying cash.
Yeah. So people might want to try that if they're trying to spend less.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you get home and you're going through your stuff and you realize, oh, I already had 2 or 3 cans of this, and look at the expiration date. If it's still within date, you know, donate one or two of those to your local food pantry.
Yes.
You know,
that goes back to that statistic that you were saying. What was it? 1 in 8 that didn't have the consistent access to the nutritious foods. So
1 in 5, actually.
One in five. Okay. So if we've got extras that we're not going to use, instead of letting it expire, you know, make sure it gets in the hands of somebody who needs it.
And I can assure you, if you talk to your local food pantry, they will take it. They will use it.
They would love to have it.
Yes. You know, so that's a way to also instill in, you know, other people in your home, how we share and we give.
Right. And we wouldn't give them anything that we wouldn't eat.
Right.
Yes. If it's expired, they don't eat it either.
No. And if it's some off the wall ingredient that nobody's ever
damaged,
heard of, yeah,
they don't need it
exactly
either. So okay, you talked about at home, we talked about the grocery store, let's talk about lunch at work real quickly.
Sure.
Because you know, sometimes we bring our lunch to work, and if we do that, we need to bring only what we're going to eat, because we can throw away food at work too.
Do it all the time.
You know, if we bring too much for lunch and we only eat part of it, well, we just toss the rest of it. And the way we look at it, well, I may be already eating leftovers, so this is my second time eating it. I'm not wasting food at this point. I just throw it away.
Yes.
But I guess I'm still wasting food.
You're still wasting food. You know, maybe offer to share.
I'm putting in a different garbage can. I'm not wasting food.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, offer to share it with your coworkers.
Yeah.
You know, man, you know when somebody's in the break room heating something up and it smells good, that kind of thing. It's also too, if you do takeout or delivery, you know, share those leftovers or share an order, or hey, I'm gonna call this, does anybody want to go in on XYZ?
Well, can I just put in the refrigerator and eat the rest of it the next day?
You sure can.
So I mean, I've got lunch for 2 days instead of one.
Right. Those planned overs.
Okay.
Yeah. So definitely, you know, only bring either what you're gonna eat, so you don't prevent throwing it away. Yeah. Share with the people in your office.
Yes.
You know, and then we're all about the planned overs. And if you do takeout and delivery, takeovers. If you do takeout and delivery, we'll save that for the next day or share it.
Sounds good.
These are some simple things you can do at home, at work, at the grocery store that could prevent a lot of food waste.
All right. So where can people go? There's a website for this week. I know there is.
It's foodwastepreventionweek.com. It starts today, runs through the 7th. And just a little plug, many of your county extension offices are doing a food drive that starts today, and it actually runs 2 weeks. So if you want to go through your pantry and you've got some non-expired, non-perishable foods that you want to donate, contact your local extension office.
That's a good way to get started, isn't it?
Yes.
Go through that pantry and get rid of things that your family is not going to eat. So we're kicking off April with a good purpose. We're going to stop wasting so much food. We're going to stop wasting time.
And we're going to save money.
Yes, we're going to save money. So thank you all for joining us. In the words of Bob Marley, live the life you love.
And love the life you live.
Don't be anybody's April Fool today. Happy birthday, Audrey Rose.